visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Louisiana.
A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT Attention Bishop Kenny Townsend at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at kayt881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tinney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
This is Wade Hampton, along with Pastor Greg Tinney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Tinney, I'm sure you have something good to tell us for Black History Month.
Yes, Wade. Thank you, Wade, for that. There's a lot going on with Black History, and it's not at its norm because of the COVID-19. But we're thankful that we are here and that we are people that's continually striving for the enhancement of the body of Christ. You know, we look at everyone, a lot of people who have made a mark in the society. And we give accolades to Dr. King. We give accolades to Jesse Jackson. And we give accolades to all of these civil rights leaders. But I wanted today give some accolades to my wife, Linda Tinney, simply because she's from Ruston, Louisiana. And being that she's from Ruston, Louisiana, she attended in Ruston, Louisiana, all of the Afro-Americans went to a school called Lincoln High. But then integration came upon, and she was transferred to Ruston High School, where it was all white. It was an all-white school. And she was the first Afro-American to graduate from an all-white high school. And I thought about it. At first, I didn't know anything about it until my granddaughter told me about it. And, and so forth and so on. I just bust her bubble because my wife asked me, and I didn't tell her where I got it from, but my granddaughter told me, sent me the clipping and told me exactly what was going on there and everything. And it makes me very proud to know that she's a person of good character and good quality. And I know she had to endure some things and go through some things because we dealt with integration here when we all were shipped over to Alexandria Senior High School, and we had to go through some integration things, and it didn't begin pleasant. And so I know that being sent to an all-white school for her to graduate as the first Afro-American, I know she had to endure some things, go through some things, and I just take my hats off to her, and I'm proud of her accomplishment. And after she left Ruston High, and she finished at the top of her class, and when she finished Ruston High School, she went to Grambling State University, where she graduated there. And she's graduated there in the top of her class. She's a pretty bright lady. And she's my wife, Linda Blake Tenney. And I love her very dearly. And I want to say to her, congratulations for that accomplishment, because sometimes you'll find that people, when they go through those type of situations, they don't stay. They either drop out or peer pressure or whatever comes in and take over. But it just shows me how strong she is. Of course, I know that anyway. But on that side, it showed me that she's a very strong person for a woman to go through, be in that atmosphere and finish and graduate from the school and graduate at the top of a class. I want to say to her, congratulations, and wish her the best as she endeavors and move forward. And Wade, to me, that's the biggest accomplishment that's known to me. It's even bigger than Dr. Martin Luther King.
So we see that you married well, Pastor Tenney.
Yeah, that's right.
And so with that being said, would you like to have some type of expression of gratitude and love for your wife in song?
Yes, Wade, I want to dedicate this special song to my wife.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for. Jesus. Hey. free. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. All my trouble. All my troubles. All my heartaches. All my disappointments.
I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast, for this is the day that the Lord has made. This is a ministry that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you would like to sow a seed into this ministry, I would like to ask you to do so. You can either cash out it to with $ Gregory Tenney, $ Gregory Tenney, or make all checks of money are payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, Alexandria, Louisiana, 150 Browns Lane, Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. Look, sow a seed into this ministry. It's not for the preacher, but it's for the people. It's to help somebody who needs a helping hand. I want to thank you for tuning in. Get ready. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
This is Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church, on the air. You know what I normally say, call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark Baptist Church and their pastor, Grady Blackwell, is on the air. I'm so glad to talk to you today and all the things that we've been going through. I would say that it's praying time. All the time is praying time. We know that God answers prayer, and we know he answers prayer. We know that God cares about us. We know that God said he never would leave us, nor would he forsake us. But before we get started real good, let us call somebody and say, First St. Mark Baptist Church and their pastor, Grady Blackwell, is on the air. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for calling somebody. Thank you for telling somebody. Thank you for listening to First St. Mark Radio Ministry. I tell you what, we're going to do something a little bit different today. I know that all First St. Mark's members know that I'm praying for them. I love them, and I know God loves them also. But let us look at something here. We're looking at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Look for Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look at one verse on that, verse 7. We're going to say it again, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. What are the things that it say? It say, what shall I ask? And the text say, ask and it shall be given you. That's Matthew 7, 7. I need to tell you that it's praying time. And a lot of us pray. A lot of us don't know what to ask. A lot of us pray a selfish prayer. Me, mine. And that's all we think about, praying for ourselves. But I think we are being taught by the Lord that we should pray for our brothers and our sisters in Christ and pray for those that are not in Christ. We should pray. I know And I believe all of you know in radio land that God answers prayer. Too many times we got a rehearsed prayer that we pray all the time. And sometimes it's a selfish prayer. And sometimes we wonder if we sound good to the people that we're praying for, especially if it's a public prayer. Sometimes, like I say, we're kind of selfish on that. But God say, act and it shall be given. But I tell you what, we pray and we pray. And sometimes we pray and feel like we're not getting any kind of answer whatsoever. We feel like our prayer is in vain. But I'm here to tell you that God answers prayer. He may not answer it when you want him to answer it, but he will answer prayer. You know, you can just call on God all the time and anytime you want to. It seems to you like he's not answering quick enough, but I know that he's going to answer your prayer, especially if you pray like this. And some people have asked me, they say, Rev, I know I don't really know how to pray. I don't know what to ask God for. Am I being selfish if I ask him to bless me? Am I being too conceited or too selfish if I ask him to bless my children or bless my mother? No, you're not. But if y'all just give me just a few minutes here, I'll tell you some of the things that you should ask. And he says, what shall I ask? And here's what you should ask. You should ask for forgiveness of sin. That's one of the things that we ought to ask immediately. We should ask for forgiveness of sin. For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that's why we ask for forgiveness of sin. So, you know, if you are loaded down with sin, your prayer is not going to get through anyway. So we ask, when we start our prayer, as quick as we can, we ask God to forgive us of our sin before we start asking for anything. Another thing we should ask for, we should pray to be delivered from temptation. And temptation is Satan's power that sometimes try to come in. And it's, Lord, deliver us from temptation. In other words, Lord, I know that I'm going to be tempted. But please, Lord, don't let me yield to the temptation. Don't let me yield to the sin. So just mention a couple of these, and we'll just keep on mentioning some more. We should pray to God to show us the right way. Because some of us don't know the right way. We think we know the right way, but we don't know the right way. And I remember the psalmist cried once. The psalmist cried, said, teach me to do thy will. And that's Psalm 143:10. Paul told the Christian at Colossae, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to thy that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. We should also pray for strength. Paul prayed for that Ephesians might be strengthened with power by his spirit in the inner man. And that's Ephesians 3, the third chapter, 16 verse. He also prayed for the thorn to be removed from his flesh. Here's the answer. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory and my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And you can look at that at 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse. I know that we should pray, but we should pray that God will help us love one another. That's a biggie there, because some of us love people that love us, and some of us love people who give us things, or who is always there to loan us $10 or give us this and give us that. And you can hear them say, I love old so-and-so, or I love so-and-so. You love them for what you can get out of them when you need it. But you don't really love. We're talking about love thy enemy as you love thyself. We're talking about pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those that tell lies on you, or those gossip bad about you. You should pray for those. And those are the things that are hard to do, but those are things that we should pray for. We should pray that God will help us love one another. And that's one thing that we should do. We should also pray for daily bread. Jesus says to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And when he said that, he also told us to pray for the Lord help in our sickness. Some people don't even think about the pray, and they should think about the pray for sickness and health. And look like some of our older Christians, our mothers and grandmothers, when a person was sick, they prayed for that person. We know that we got doctors, medical doctors, and they got all this high-tech stuff, but there's nothing like a prayer from your heart praying for a sick person. Could be your mother, your father, your sister, your child, but a prayer to God means so much, and it means so much to us. Know that God answers prayer. He's a healer. We get to know. I like what James said. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray for another that you may be healed. That's James 5th chapter, the 16th verse. We should also pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And all of us should have a Holy Spirit in our lives, and we should pray that that Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and keep us out of trouble and keep us on the right track. In Acts, the 8th chapter, 14th and 15th verses tells us, now when the pastors which were at Jerusalem heard the Samaritans had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they would come down, prayed for them, and that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, I can tell you right now, you might be hard-headed, but sometimes the Holy Ghost say, no, don't go that way. If you go the other way, you might get in trouble. But if you go the way that the Holy Ghost tells you, then you're in the right direction. I know, and I know that keeping up a lot of noise here, but I'm just telling you that we should pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our life. We should ask God, God, let the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me. And then I say, not only that you ask God, let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, but you